Broadcasting statewide on the Golf Club Network, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hey, good morning. It's Saturday. It's the end of May, the 28th. This is the Memorial Day weekend, and remember, when you see a soldier, give him a hug. This is the Golf Club. We're online at radiogolfclub.com, broadcasting across the state, and I want to thank you for stopping in the clubhouse to join in with us. The first up in the clubhouse, it's our teaching professional from Las Vegas. I say ours because Kristen Sunderhaft was over at Kapalua, and her student, Paul Tyra, is joining us as well. But first, I want to tell you, we've got prizes today. Okay, rounds of golf at Poipu Bay Golf Course. Celebrating the 37th anniversary is Alakai Mechanical, and they are giving away a dozen Nike golf balls to the 18th caller. All of this is coming up, and Vision 54's Play Your Best Golf Now. The only thing that I ask is that if you've won golf balls in the last 6 months, that you don't try to win that prize. Okay, that's kind of like in golf balls, everybody needs more because we lose so many of them that it's always nice to have something coming in the mail at no charge. So particularly something like a Nike Power Distance, it's a nice 12-pack. Okay, so I want to thank the folks who make this show possible. Star Protection, get property threat and risk assessment. I mean, do you know where you're vulnerable? Star Protection. Protect your home from all the different things, all the threats that we've got going on. And it's across the state and in California where you can find Star Protection. Star Protection. Get the star team on your property. Poipu Bay Golf Course. Give them a call. They've got some really good rates for kama'aina and for visitors. 742-8711. That's 808-742-8711. This is Kauai's South Shore gem. It is beautiful at Poipu Bay. And Alakai Mechanical, the best minds in plumbing and air conditioning, sheet metal, commercial kitchen design and fabrication, expert service, expert knowledge, work and product. You can depend on Alakai Mechanical 24/7. All righty. Okay, the weather. Oh, the weather. It's breezy. I mean, I could be doing the weather forecast for everyone from here to Wentworth. It's going to be windy, and there's going to be some passing showers. No thunder showers in Hawaii, though, in the forecast, although the eGolf Tour had to suspend play their third round where Tad Fujikawa has made the cut. They're not playing because of thunder showers. We're going to have a partly cloudy, sort of isolated shower sort of day, and it's supposed to become hot over the holiday and, for the most part, be just absolutely gorgeous. Okay, we're talking, first of all, with Kristen Sunderhaus and Paul Tyra. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning. Aloha from Vegas.
Aloha from the Ninth Island. It's so good to have you. And, Paul, I understand you're here visiting in the island.
Yes, I am in Kauai right now.
You're on Kauai. Ah, Kapa'a. You grew up in Hawaii.
Actually, my parents did. They're from Oahu. And I'm a bona fide Katonk. I grew up in Southern California.
My cousins are Katonks. Oh, that is so cute. I haven't heard that phrase in a long time. Okay, we're not going to go into explaining that. But it's fun. Kristen. First Kristen, though. Okay, we're going to start with Kristen because, you know, she is one of the few women teaching professionals there are. I know there's, 20,000? Kristen, is that a good estimate?
Actually less than that.
Oh.
Quite a few. I'd say maybe 2,000 LPGA teaching professionals in the
really?
U.S.
Really? Mm-hmm. Is that all? You know, that's why I have such a hard time finding a female voice to speak on this show about teaching golf. It's frustrating because I think a woman's perspective is sorely needed. In this game, where so many women are joining and then ultimately leaving. You know, I mean, they get jazzed about the idea, and then they leave. Why do you think they leave?
Well, I think a lot of them get intimidated. You know, they think that they have to hit the ball as far as the guys do, and that's certainly not the case. A lot of them have a hard time spending 4 or 5 hours on the golf course. That's unfortunately could be a negative for a lot of ladies that are business professionals nowadays. But I think a lot of them just, they unfortunately try and get some help from their significant other, and a lot of times that's not good advice.
The worst thing you could possibly do.
Do not ask
anyone who's close to you to teach them anything. I mean, you know, I mean, you can't. It's like having your parents teach you how to drive, there's just way too much emotional pressure involved. And then the guy wants you to do what he's doing, and it doesn't work for you. You're not his swing. I mean, come on.
And typically, and I hate to say it, but typically the guy's wrong as well.
Oh.
They have a horrible swing. So they're teaching them the bad habits that they already have.
Okay. Some of the fundamental mistakes that students make during the learning process. How do you find a good teacher? You teach, if I went to Vegas to go gamble, which 90% of the population in Hawaii does at least once a year, and I could take a lesson from you. You have,
absolutely.
What is the name of your school?
Well, I teach at Anthem Country Club, and I am also the director of women's instruction at the Jack Nicklaus Golf Academy at Dragon Ridge. So, and then I teach at, every now and then I'll teach at the Callaway Golf Center, which is a par-3 nine-hole course, and that is located right on the strip. So anyone that's interested in taking lessons, they can go to my website at thundergolf.com. I also
Fair
have
enough.
blog posts on there as well, and I'll be doing video tips also. But if anyone in general looking for a golf lesson from a female, they can always go to the LPGA.com website and just look up LPGA, look for an LPGA teaching professional in their area. Just punch in the zip code.
Excellent. I like how you're hands-on. This one photo that you have at thundergolf.com, it's very cool. You're teaching a woman, and you're showing her with your hands on her shoulders the proper way to bring her club back.
Correct.
That's yes. Nice.
Many times the ladies, especially the ladies, we need to use our hips. That's our power source. And so we need to turn our hips and our shoulders to get behind the golf ball, and that's going to help us generate some power when we're going forward to get us some distance.
Uh-huh. Now, what about when you're in the middle of a series of lessons with you? You take more than one. Let me just tell you. You've got to take more than one lesson. Okay, you take one lesson, and then you do a little practice. It's got to be. You got to go out and you got to kind of practice a little bit. Then you go back. It's really important, I think, to go back after that first lesson. Make sure that you haven't practiced everything wrong.
Correct. And also for myself, I use video in all of my lessons, and the student needs to see, whether they want to or not, they really need to see what they're doing, and in order to make changes, they need to be aware of it. So most of my lessons are packages or half-day golf schools, or even a full-day golf school, which would also include going out on the golf course in a playing lesson. But I highly recommend, obviously, coming back after that lesson and exactly make sure you're still practicing the correct thing.
Right.
So that's so key.
Yeah, and you were at Kapalua for a long time, right?
I was at Kapalua. I was there for, I arrived on the island in 2003, Halloween morning.
That's a crazy time to come here.
Had no clue, and I did not know a single soul. I actually happened to meet, I was in Maui on vacation and met Jerry King, and we hit it off great. He offered me a job on the spot. I moved out a month later, and it happened to be the day of Halloween.
Jerry's going to be on the show in a little bit. First, after we talk about what is it like for Paul Tyright? We've been talking about women taking lessons with Kristen, but Paul, obviously you're a guy, and do you find it intimidating taking a lesson from a woman?
I think it's much more comfortable. You know, there's not the whole, I think, underlying ego battle going on on how far you want to have to crush the ball and all that stuff. So that element, I think, gets taken out, and Kristen specifically is very patient. And so she's very good on being able to, like she said, show video and show exactly where you're at, the positions that the club needs to be in at certain points in the swing. So I just found it very comfortable, not intimidating, and a very great and a really great experience.
Great. Okay, good. Thunder Golf, SUNDERGOLF.com is where you can find Kristen if you're going to Vegas. It's a great way. You know, you go, you sneak away, you take some lessons, you come back, and then all of a sudden you've got this miraculous new game that you're going to, you know, play with. And, of course, your partners won't know why you're playing so well. Hey, you just got good. We're going to take a break. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Our company has been in business more than 30 years, and we depend on Alakai Mechanical for everything. They maintain our air conditioners, sheet metal on our new roof. They just installed our new commercial kitchen. Doesn't matter if you're big business, a condo, or mom-and-pop store. If you want your job done on time, on budget, and done right, do what we do. Call Alakai Mechanical across the way. The best minds in air conditioning, plumbing, and sheet metal, that's Alakai Mechanical.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets, or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club. But you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to The Golf Club.
Yeah, it's so funny. I actually turn to all the teaching professionals and the pros that come on the show, ask them what to do when the wind is blowing. Let's give away a dozen Nike Power Distance golf balls because it's Alakai Mechanical's 37th birthday, and this is from the Alakai Mechanical Air Conditioning Division. Thank you, guys. These are your air conditioning experts, whether it's a new AC or maintaining your equipment. It is so important to take care of your air conditioning system. Call Alakai Mechanical, but don't call them for the golf balls. No. Call us right now. All you have to be is the 18th caller. The number is 808-296-5467. That's 296-5467. Dial now and be the 18th caller, and you will win. You'll win today. We've got lots of prizes today for you. We're talking with Kristen Thunderhalf, thundergolf.com, and her student, Paul Tyra. Now, he said that taking a lesson from a girl wasn't so bad because there wasn't all that testosterone stuff going on between two guys. And in a way, I can see how that might help if a woman... You know, because if you see pictures of some of the girls that are playing on the LPGA Tour, you know, Sophie Gustafson and Michelle Wee in match play, when they hugged one another, that wasn't an embrace, okay? That was like, there was a lot of some macho stuff going on between those two ladies. Very long hitters, very strong women. So sometimes that same kind of competition comes out between two women, and it might be good to find a guy to teach you. But if you're more comfortable with a woman, and often women are,
you know, especially in a place where you're feeling so uncomfortable about your breath. You know, let's just say it like it is, okay? There's, you know, it's okay for a woman, you know, touch, not there, but around the shoulders and what have you. It's a very delicate place, and women who are just getting into the game, kind of like, they're not sure about all these things, and it's really helpful to have a woman take care of that for you. Now, I want to know from Paul, when the teacher is telling you what to do, had you had any experience as a student of the game? Had you had taken lessons before?
Yeah, it had been a long time prior, though, and never from a female instructor.
How did your mind resist that learning process?
Well, it's just bad habits. I mean, you swing the club so many times, and if you're not, you know, throw thousands and thousands and more times. So these habits get ingrained, and yeah, you want to constantly resist change. So, but again, that's why that video really helps, because when you see it, you're like, ugh.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
No, like
fix that.
Yes, it happened to me. I was shown a video of myself, and I went, oh, no. That's not what everybody else looks like when they strike. It was very helpful. You're absolutely right, Paul. Did it feel weird, though, when the first time you were put in the right position?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You've got to constantly swing and adjust, and I still do. I don't play for a while, for a number of weeks or a couple of months or two. Absolutely, you got to go right back in there, and you do find still it's a little bit different. But once you dial it in, the results are just awesome.
Excellent. You guys developed quite a relationship, a friendship, in the process of learning, and you discovered a little bit about Kristen, too, about her back problems that she had. Kristen, you had a golf cart accident?
Yes, I had a golf cart accident. I just announced that to the world. Being a golf professional, I actually rolled a golf cart at Kapalua, number 8 tee box. I'm sure some of you are familiar with that. But it was wet and hit the brakes, and I flew out, and it tried to drive over me. It was a pretty serious accident, but no broken bones, but a lot of soreness, back problems afterwards, and things like that. So it affected me for a number of years.
I bet. Now, did you feel like you were cured?
Oh no!
Did the doctors help you? You know, with all the massage and what have you?
No. And actually, after a while, I just said, "Well, I guess I'm just going to deal with this." What I called my mom and I actually created this term, stiffage.
Oh yes, I like that.
Yes, the guys seem to as well. But the stiff and sore joints with the neck, and I was like, I'm just going to deal with this, you know, and keep popping things to help relieve that discomfort.
Mm. Yeah, that ibuprofen. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Best friend, right. Now, and then, Paul, you talked to Kristen about, how did you find out about her back problems?
Well, from, you know, seeing it as an instructor and watching her bend down, tee up balls and all that stuff, and kind of seeing her grimace a couple times. You know, tell she was having some challenges there.
Yeah, you know, it's obvious, isn't it? When you bend over and you go, okay, that didn't hurt. Sure. But you have something, and I got to tell you, in Hawaii, we are inundated with the noni, the acai, the green tea, the goji berries, the you name it. It's, you know, sold, and people go for it because it promises all kinds of things, and for 6 months, that's all anybody's doing, and then, I don't know, it all seems to wear off. You know, the I don't know what it is that wears off.
Well,
other people just figure out that it doesn't work or what have you. But there's something you guys, and we are apparently in Hawaii the biggest purchasers of ASEA.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And what is it?
Well, it's a technology that took about 16 years, almost $30 million to develop. I had been introduced to some of the research scientists a couple of years back, and it's really groundbreaking. And unlike the juices out there, everything in the product is manufactured by every cell or inside of every cell of your body. And these things, what's called redox signaling molecules, we produce less and less of them as we age. So for the first time now, we can keep these levels high. So to kind of answer your question with regards to why some people drink juices and they may get results, for a certain period of time, it's because, again, if your body doesn't have these molecules, it's not going to activate those antioxidants, and you're going to produce less and less of these molecules over time.
Hmm.
So for the first time in history now, we can keep these levels elevated.
Interesting. You know, we're always trying to become young. It's, you know, anti-aging. When I hear a 20 or 30-year-old talk about it, I just want to slap them. But it's good, you know, I mean, you've got to stay healthy. You've got to exercise. You've got to eat right. You've got to do all those things for your body. But even doing all that is not going to stop some of the process from happening. But you're saying that you can, with this particular drink,
yes, you can slow that process down, absolutely. And it really goes beyond the term natural to being native, meaning that your body, as I said, makes everything in the bottle that's in it. It's just for the first time in history, and where the breakthrough discovery is that they've been able to stabilize these specific molecules outside of the body and put them in a bottle.
And
so, you know, yeah, I've heard people, and again, you know, kind of funny, refer to it as like the fountain of youth in a bottle, and terms like that. I think it's kind of cute, but the reality is, yes, it actually does help your body to repair, protect, and replace every cell in the body.
And did you start using it, Kristen?
I have been drinking it and also spraying it on my skin, the sun damaged skin. I have had a lot of sun damage, but I've been using it for 20 months now. And before that, honestly, I felt like an old lady. I mean, I had my back injury, but I've also played a lot of sports in the past and broken a few bones and had a lot of, you know, the, as I mentioned earlier, the soreness, sore joints, but exactly. But I personally have not put a pill in my mouth in 20 months since I've been drinking this. So, and I sleep great. I have more energy. I had a lot of knuckle problems with my hands from hitting a lot of balls, practicing. I've played tournament golf in the past too, but my hands are totally fine now. I even, as I mentioned, I sprayed on my brown spots. Now, anyone that tries the product now, we had no idea. I had no clue what was going to happen. You know, I didn't realize I was going to be drinking it for 20 years or 20 months. But I wish I had taken pictures of my skin when I first started on the product. And I have my golf students doing that now, and it's really cool to see the you know, spots are, if not completely gone, then they're very faint.
Right.
And also those crow's feet, the wrinkles from...
Oh, don't tell me that. That's not fair.
It is. It absolutely is. So, and even any sinus, anytime I have a sinus issue, I'll spray it up my nose. So, it just helps the body heal on its own.
Okay. All right. Before we find out where... Okay, Paul is in town, and let me just say before... poor Raphael goes crazy getting more phone calls. Joseph Feliciano of Hilo, he's our second winner from Hilo. See, folks, you can win even if you have to dial 808. That's not going to stop you from winning golf balls, all right? These are Nike Power Distance golf balls, and they're awesome. So our second Hilo winner, Joseph Feliciano of Hilo, we're going to be giving away these Nike Power Distance golf balls for the next 24 weeks. So your chance will come too, okay? And we have more prizes. Now, Paul, you're in town going from island to island. You're on Kauai.
Yes.
You're, I guess, telling people about ASEA?
Yes, I am. And I'm headed over to Oahu later this afternoon. And I'll be speaking about ASEA at Cinnamon's Restaurant in Kailua Tuesday.
On Tuesday? Will that be in the evening or the morning?
Yes, it will be Tuesday, May 31st at 6:45 p.m. in the evening.
Excellent.
Carsey Green, Carsey Green, who's the proprietor, head chef over there, he has gotten phenomenal results with, you know, with tea as well, and has invited us, you know, and opens up his restaurant there to host. As a matter of fact, if people want to come early, about an hour early, he does a $5 kind of dinner, and he puts out quite a spread. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Kailua has some of the best restaurants.
Yes,
it does. It really does. And what's the name of the restaurant again?
It's called Cinnamon's.
Cinnamon's. Oh, yes. I know Cinnamon's.
Yeah.
And so for $5, I can get dinner?
Yes, yes. It's
well,
come at 5:45, and
yeah.
Again, it's in the Kailua Square near the Kailua McDonald's.
Yeah, we know where that is.
Perfect.
Okay, Kristen Sunderhoff. Sunderhoff is Sundergolf. I sorry about that, Kristen. I keep saying Sunderhoff. Sundergolf.com. If you go to Las Vegas, go and have a lesson, because it's really good to take a lesson from a Class A LPGA golf professional. Paul Kyra, thanks so much for being on the show, telling us a bit about ASEA. Success to all of you.
Well,
thank
and
you.
Danielle, if anyone wants additional information in regards to ASEA, they can go to my website, thehealthysport.com website, and that has additional info on ASEA.
Okay. We're going to take a break, come back. I'm going straight to the HP Byron Nelson Classic and Mr. Business Golf. We'll be back after this. Aloha, guys.
Aloha.
Aloha. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets, or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
Star Protection Agency, providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Licensed and bonded. Property guard and patrol services. Loss prevention. Star Protection provides the security you need with the industry-leading internet-based reporting system. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
Moon Physical Therapy is here to help you back to recovery. Moon Physical Therapy is located on Ward Avenue across from Sports Authority. Physician prescribed for motor vehicle accidents, workman's comp, or that body pain that comes from rushing to play without warming up. Also event cardiopulmonary rehabilitation with our one-on-one patient care. Moon's Aquatherapy heated endless pool allows for low impact exercise with less pain on land. We will give you the right exercises to get you back to health. Ask your doctor to prescribe Moon Physical Therapy. Moon Physical Therapy. We achieve results.
Oh man, will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot. Oh man, can't be too happy about that one.
Now back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
And we're talking this morning with my friend from Texas, Scott Duke. Hi, Scott.
Good afternoon, Danielle. Good morning over there.
It's 7:28 in the morning. It's 12:28 where you are. And we've got Ryan Palmer and Sergio Garcia at the top of the leaderboard. But everybody's talking about the young man who says he is going to win this tournament. I love this. You know, being 17 and having that indomitable spirit, It's the most wonderful thing. And so we've got this high school student who's about to graduate. He's, you know, at the talk of the town right now at the Byron Nelson Classic, HP Byron Nelson Classic. And then we have the teacher, Kiyoshi Murata, who we all know from the Pearl Open, and Nick Price and Lauren Robinson-Hale-Irwin. They're over at the 72nd Senior PGA Championship. So we've got this teacher and the students. They're all the rage. And you're looking at this tournament world from a completely new perspective, which I'm really enjoying.
Yes, I am.
What's it like being there?
Well, being the rookie at the HP Byron Nelson Championship and being here in the media center, it's unreal what goes on behind the scenes. And I'm sitting here in the nerve center of this tournament, and I can see everything going on from just sitting here with all the terminals and the technology, and HP has done an outstanding job of bringing in all this technology to where we can use it.
Okay, and how, what do you mean? Like,
well, we got
kind of technology.
We've got all the latest gadgets, which as far as computers, laptops all right here. The screens are up on the wall and it's being published everything. We can watch anything in golf from here. The scores are being piped up on the screens and play-by-play, and then we also have the traditional PGA Tour scoreboard that's doing their work up there on the board where we can track all the other players. So we've got quite a bit of action going on here just in the center, not only what's going on now on the golf course with all the other action behind the scenes, but this is a great tournament.
Okay, I understand HP is actually encouraging people to tweet.
Absolutely, and that's great. And I'm part of that.
Of course you're part of that. That's how we met. We met through Twitter. You know, a lot of people say, well, you know, Twitter. Oh, here they go again, you know, Twitter. It's a wonderful way to meet people of like mind. It can be almost anything. When they say put hashtag, what in the world are they saying? A hashtag, it's the pound sign on your telephone is a hashtag. And then the next to it you put, let's say you're interested in golf, and you put golf, or you put hashtag travel, or you put hashtag, let's say, traffic. And what will come up is anything that has that hashtag, any message that comes from anywhere in the world with that particular hashtag will jump out into your little stream. And it's kind of like a ticker tape. In the old days when they would send out stock information, it would come down, it would roll through, or the news would come printing out on a big old printer, and it would jung, 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 and it would just be reams and reams of paper on the floor when you come into the newsroom the night, and go through it all. So it's not like it's stationary. Facebook is a stationary. Your page, you change it. Twitter moves constantly, but you can still check on what the people are doing you follow. Let's say you follow Scott Duke. Mr. Business Golf would be his moniker at Twitter, at Mr. Business Golf, and you can follow what Scott Duke is doing and the things that he is talking about, how he would like, or business, what business is happening in the world of golf. What is your focus when you talk about business? What kind of business?
Well, you know, it doesn't make any difference what type of business. I just love talking all business. My background is operations management, and it applies to, I can't imagine what business it would not apply to, so I'm real curious on talking to anyone in business. But, you know, the focus is the golfer also that's involved with their business, and combining those two, the business and golf, is something I really think this needs more of. And I've been now promoting more people in business to learn how to play golf, use it as a business tool.
Okay, and I'm really familiar with that. My dad used golf when he came to the States from England to make inroads in the business world. He was a nobody. White trash immigrant coming in from England. He happened to have an English accent. That really helped. You know, it still is one of those little catchy things that people in America, you've got an English accent. It must mean that you're a little bit more elevated in the world. And so he had the English accent, and he had a golf game. So that got him into Grosse Pointe in Michigan, in the Detroit area. Grosse Pointe being, at the time, country club, gated community, the ultimate place to live, to work, to play. You know, you had to be very wealthy. Now, he didn't live anywhere near there, but his game gave him entree to places that he would never have gotten before. I think what people need to understand is that golf gives you that ability to mingle with people who may not be of the same socioeconomic level as you are, but you're certainly as intelligent as they are. You certainly bring a lot of value to the table. Doesn't golf give you that equalizing ground?
Oh, yes. It's a great balancer. It's just, to someone that's not played golf before or is not familiar with golf, it's hard to explain. That's what I try to do, is try to translate it into kinder terms that encourage people to take up the game of golf. Because once you're out on the golf course with someone, you really are seeing that person like you are never going to see them in any other situation. So it's really a great way of going about learning more about a person in their true form, because golf tears down all walls when you're out there, because you really get to see their true character.
Okay, now so you'll know whether you want to really do business with this person or not. That's
correct.
Right, one of the really key things. Now, how about where do you actually do the business?
Well, the business is always after the golf. I always encourage people to ask me the technical, the mechanics of playing business golf. It's not during the golf. You always want to separate the two. And it's always after the game of golf, after you learn more about the person and seen them out there playing golf and built up that personal relationship, is when you can really relax and have a casual conversation about business. And that's where it's naturally set, is after the golf.
And it can be at the quote-unquote 19th hole, you know, where you go and have something to eat or drink afterwards. But
right.
More importantly probably would be to get the number, the contact number, then call later.
Absolutely, and then you know, being a golfer, you build up a camaraderie that will get you past that hold button or get you sent off to voicemail. a lot of times with executives, their secretaries will pick up the call and they'll say so-and-so's on the line. You'll get right in because golfers just build up this brotherhood or sisterhood, and it's just a great aspect of golf that a lot of people don't understand. They actually have to go out and see it, and that's what I'm out doing, is to provide them the opportunity by actually enlightening people of what business golf is all about.
Okay. Now, when they're letting you tweet at the Byron Nelson, HP Byron Nelson Classic, that would be the hashtag that you would put in. If you wanted to know everything that's going on at the HP Byron Nelson Classic, you'd put hashtag HP BNC.
Right.
HPBNC. Okay? That's your hashtag that you put in. And then anything that has to do, and HP is asking you to do this. Have you talked to any of their people about quote unquote the value of Twitter versus, you know, the negatives of Twitter? And I mean, even you have talked to me about what you said were the potential negatives of Twitter.
Well, yes. When I signed up for my media credentials, I had no idea that HP was going to be putting on a social media extravaganza out here. And when I came to one of the first gatherings, they finally recognized who I was, and they said, hey, we want you to be on the team here, the HP Twitter team. And there's a number of us. So I think there's like 8 of us that are here posting things for HP. And there is some do's and don'ts naturally in Twitter. What you're going to see scrolled on Twitter is live, uncut, and you're going to see some things out there. You're like, what is that all about? And that's just part of what Twitter's about. But the hashtag is what you would want to key in your search to where you can follow along with what's going on. There's a lot of things being posted. There's contests going on here. HP is doing a contest for the people. They're encouraging them to bring their smartphones. Now, get that, a PGA tournament. And they're encouraging you to bring your smartphone. Whereas before, you know, they were always blasting me if you brought a phone and you would get caught and thrown out and never be able to go to that tournament before. HP's turning that around a little bit. And it's really an interesting atmosphere on the golf course because you see these people sitting in the stands and they're tweeting and they're Facebooking and they're bringing you, the viewers,
yes,
what you probably are not going to see on the news media.
Right. That's the beauty of Twitter and Facebook. The beauty of it is that you get a little bit of insight as though you were there, and of course you're not.
Right.
So you get a closer look. You get a more intimate feeling. It feels like a friend of yours is there. You may never have met that person in your life. It doesn't really matter, does it?
No. And there's some entertaining, entertainment factor out there. You know, there's quite a bit of humor going on, and I try to get my wit in there every once in a while, so you'll be tracking me. So it's just a fun way of going about play-by-play of a golf tournament, a different way of doing it.
It is a play-by-play. Can we take a break and come back? Jerry King's going to be joining us, but I'm not quite finished with you.
Okay. No, I'm here. I'm with you.
And we have 2 rounds of golf for the 18th caller at Poi Pu Bay Golf Course. And the number's the same. It's 808-296-5467. But those phone lines are going to start ringing, and Raphael's not going to pick up necessarily right away, because we're going to take this break real quick, and we'll be back. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the golf club.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box and see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come join the Aloha. Visit our pro shop and take home a memory at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
Moon Physical Therapy is here to help you back to recovery. Moon Physical Therapy is located on Ward Avenue across from Sports Authority. Physician prescribed for motor vehicle accidents, workman's comp, or that body pain that comes from rushing to play without warming up. Also, event cardiopulmonary rehabilitation with our one-on-one patient care. Moon's Aquatherapy heated endless pool allows for low-impact exercise with less pain on land. We will give you the right exercises to get you back to health. Ask your doctor to prescribe Moon Physical Therapy. Moon Physical Therapy. We achieve results.
Star Protection Agency has been providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Guards on foot, bike, and patrol cars for your business, buildings, or retail. Whether it's a store or an entire shopping center, Star Protection provides the security you need. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection is peace of mind.
A mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back. If you'd like to play a round of golf at Poipu, there's a 920 and a 1250. And traveling over to the Garden Isle, the Kato Group. They're playing today. May you all hit the sweet spot every time at Poipu Bay Golf Course. Would you like to play a couple rounds? Are you going to keep them to yourself? You going to share? You're going to be a onesie? And however you use these two rounds is completely up to you. Bring a friend, but have a good time. Everyone does at Poipu Bay. So be our 18th caller, 808-296-5467, and you will win. And you can still win the golf balls next weekend. That's right. Okay, 12-year-old Marielle Galdiano. 12-year-old... She's on her way to the U.S. Women's Open Championship at Broadmoor in Colorado Springs in early July. I just love the fact that she's 12. Okay, and 15-year-old Sky Inokoshi, he won the Oahu U.S. Open qualifier at Huakalei. He did not advance for Monday's sectional qualifier at Ibaraki in Japan. There are the last 11 sectionals are played on June 11th. Hawaii's Kyle Ayashi, Kirk Nelson, Captain Kirk from McKenna, yo! Eric Dugas and Chan Kim and Pierre-Henri Storaro and Hawaii Pearl Open winner John Ellis. They are all hopefuls in those sectionals that are coming up. And I would just like to remind everybody that there is a deadline, USGA deadline. Remember, if you want to play in the U.S. Junior Amateur, in the qualifying, that's going to be the Mackay course at St. Regis Princeville, awesome. Okay, you got to get your entry in by the 1st of June. And if you want to be in the U.S. Girls Junior Qualifying, the same deadline applies to you. That's the 1st of June. So get those entries in right away. This is like, Tuesday is the 1st of June or Wednesday? And it's by 11 o'clock Hawaii time. All right, Jerry King, Director of Golf, Kapalua Golf Academy. We're talking with Scott Duke, Mr. Business Golf. He's at the HP Byron Nelson Classic. Scott, did you want to run off and follow Jordan Spieth?
Yeah, I was going to run out there real quickly. He had a run of two birdies off of part one and two, and now he's back to bogey. He's at minus three. He's coming up on eight and nine.
Oh,
so, yeah, I want to try to see if I can get involved with that, what I'm hearing on my other tweet feed is there's a
tight
farmer.
What's your other tweet?
My other one is Scott Duke.
Oh, okay. You've got Scott Duke.
That's all my private army of people that I have out there. My business golfers are all providing me information.
And you're Mr. Business Golf, so you have two. so we can find out, okay, Mr. Business Golf, and what are they telling you at Scott Duke's?
That there's a Spite Army gathering on number 16 at the Byron Nelson, waiting on Jordan to make the turn and come in at the 16th hole.
You know, he was talking about that. You want to hear what he had to say yesterday about that? Raphael, do you have time to bring Jordan up for us, talking about what it's like playing today, this weekend? He's graduating from high school. This afternoon he's going to run from the 18th to get to high school graduation. And congratulations to Stan Lum of Kaneohe. You've won Poipu Bay Golf Course 2 rounds. Okay, let's listen to Jordan. Jordan, are you available? Maybe not. Okay, yes he is.
Even in windy conditions like today, I feel like I can control the ball flight, and I can hit some good solid shots. So yeah, I think that hopefully we'll keep it going the same way. But it's going to be tough out there. It's going to be probably tomorrow and Sunday is going to be similar to today, weather conditions, and there's going to be some tough moments there. And I just need to make sure that I stay positive through them, and try to trust myself as much as I can.
Well, that wasn't Jordan. That was Sergio Garcia. He's tied for the lead with Ryan Palmer, and he's playing. It's so nice that he's playing well, 66-66. One of the things that I thought was really cool about Sergio is that he said he needs to keep his mental state in the right frame of mind, positive. He tends to get very emotional, and it drags him way down. All right, from the business golf point of view, there are so many people who are involved in making a tournament happen. We tend to focus on the media. We tend to focus because they write about it. They talk about it on Golf Channel, on NBC or CBS, whoever's carrying it. We talk about the players. We talk about the coaches. We talk about all these people, all these star players in the game. But the real people who make it happen are the business people behind it, who are providing the services, or sometimes donating their services. And are there any people in that vein that you'd like to give a shout out to, Scott Duke?
Well, naturally, the Salesmanship Club here in Dallas is the key for the Byron Nelson. It's a large, very large organization here in Dallas of salespeople. They're business people, and they got it. I mean, that's where business golf is really probably a strength of this event, is the salesmanship provides so many opportunities here for companies and businesses, large and small, to bring their clients and not just entertain, but have the opportunity to provide value to their businesses by having meetings here and so forth and so on. So it's a great event on every aspect as far as business golf. It's just, to me, I haven't been to other tournaments to see what goes on during the week of the tournament. This one's full. I've been here since Monday, and I've been around the block a few times as they talk about the course and all the events. And it is quite centered around business, and it's really cool to see that, because that's what I think a lot of people don't understand of what golf is all about. Maybe shun away from golf because of their misunderstanding of what golf can bring to someone when they play it. So I'm out here interviewing people that are both in golf and both in business to see what their aspects or their viewpoints of golf and business is. And boy, you can't go to a better place to get them all in one place than Byron Nelson.
Who are you interviewing?
Well, I just interviewed this morning. It'll be out on my podcast hopefully this evening or first thing in the morning, the Time Warner media people here, and I've interviewed them to see what they're getting out of this. And it's an interesting perspective in that interview. Naturally, I have HP coming up on the board. I'm going to be talking to several people at HP, and you know, you can throw a rock out here and interview a salesmanship club guy with the red pants on. So
okay.
I'm going to try to get into the hospitality suites this evening and tomorrow to see what things are going on there. So I'm sure there will be a lot of business people there and get their viewpoints. So hopefully I can gather a lot of things here about how this event works and provide it to the world in my blogs and on the Twitter and Facebook.
Excellent. How can we find your blog?
Well, my blog is MrBusinessGolf.com. And I will be...
MrBusinessGolf.com. And you can find out how to follow Scott Duke, MrBusinessGolf.com, right there. It'll be correct. Your tweet will be there.
Yes, you have access to everything I have in my social space, as I call it. So go to MrBusinessGolf.com and learn more about Business Golf. I also have a blog on ScottDuke.com where I talk about social media if you want to learn more about the business side of social media.
Excellent. Jerry King.
Aloha, Danielle.
I'm so glad you're there. I got to ask Scott one final question as we transition back into Let's Play Golf. You know, you were kind of moving away from Twitter. And I need to ask you, what changed your mind, Scott?
Well, you know, I've been in social media since almost the beginning. I came in as a first adapter around 2000, year 2000. And so as I learned more about the Internet, you know, it goes in and out of popularity. And about a year ago, I was like, what am I really doing here? And you know, I was getting a lot of resistance, a lot of stack. It was like, is anybody listening to me? And I took this back and went back and looked at what I was doing and decided that there was a lot of confusion because I was under one vertical. I was just Scott Duke or I was just Mr. Business Golf. And when people came to me and I talked both social media and business golf. So what are you talking today? So I split it up. In October of last year, I decided that I'm going to try a new direction, and I split my social media off to ScottDuke.com, and now my golf is over on Mr. Business Golf. So whenever I change hats, I can go there. So now, as you're probably aware, my press release I had come out first of the week. I'm bringing back the Mr. Business Golf Show on the Clambake Cafe, which is another one of my instruments of communication. And I'm also bringing in as a co-host another business golf, but from the women's point of view, Krista Hartman is going to be with me. Launched on June 1, we're going to start the Mr. Business Golf Show podcast. It'll be over on the clambakecafe.com.
Excellent. Fabulous. Thank you so much for joining us.
You bet. I'm glad for and stay up. Jordan is 3-under right now, and Sergio Bogey, number 2, so he is out of the lead right now.
Yes, he dropped. Well, you know, that's just the first one. Right?
Thanks a lot for having me on the show.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure, as always. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Jerry, what, you know, when you talk about you just bogeyed the first one, sometimes that'll happen when you've got a 66 and a 60. It's kind of like what happened to, what's his name, David Toms?
Exactly.
You know, I mean,
sometimes it's a good thing when you come out of the gates and you make a bogey and you kind of get it over with, and especially when you've been playing great golf, you know, and you get it out of the way and now you can free it up and try to go low.
Exactly. I don't know how he did that. You know, it was amazing to watch him over at TPC Sawgrass go from start to the end into a playoff. He was leading. I mean, and then everything fell apart at the very end. That putt, he said, what did he say? I have no excuse. I can't blame anything for that, you know, with a short putt, right?
Yep, that's right. That's right. You know, in golf, we all look at it as we understand that it's not a sprint, it's a marathon. So you stay patient, keep plugging away, and who knows what can happen.
And apparently it took a couple of tournaments for him to stay patient, go up in this roller coaster and down, and he had that bad Saturday, and then he came back on Sunday, and he turned it all around. Now, I was talking about putting. Putting was key for him. And aim point is such a wonderfully, it's very simple, and it's used by Golf Channel a lot, but I want to let everybody know, you know, I was looking for your webpage as you were coming on, Jerry, and I just went to aimpoint.com.
Right.
And at aim point, it goes aim point, red dot, sight, improve your shooting.
Yeah, it's aimpointgolf.com. Otherwise, you're getting a laser sight for your rifle or something like that.
Yeah. It just cracked me up. I think this is the wrong aim point. Let's click on, okay, here we are. Now, you have aim point for iPhone?
That's right. You know, Mark Sweeney has developed an app where it's an aimpoint app where you can actually lay your iPhone on the green and it'll tell you the exact read if you dial in, you know, what is the stimp of the green, what is the speed of the green.
This is great.
It's pretty amazing.
Okay. Now, so you tell the app it's a 10, or at mid-pack, it'd be a 12 when they're in confidence. What is it about Jason Amoy? I mean, what, you know, they're... how fast does Kapalua run?
You know, we're averaging rolling about 10.
Okay. That seems... That's nice.
We always say it's, you know, it's 8 into the green uphill, and it's 12 down, great downhill, so it averages out to a 10.
There you go. Now, just remember what he told you, okay, because that's really important. So you lie your iPhone down, you put in, like, 10 or 12 or 8. How would you know what number to put in there?
You know, there's different golf courses, too, that actually post it. You know, they post it where you're checking in. They'll say that, you know, the green speeds today are 9.5 or, you know, or they're running 11 or they're running 8. So a lot of golf courses do that. Or you come right up and you ask the professional. And, you know, because not everybody is carrying a stent meter in their golf bag.
Thank you
so
for that auditory.
Yeah, exactly. Also, so, you know, asking the starter, asking the professional. But, you know, if you find out what the speed of your home course greens are, and you have a good idea, okay, well, my normal course is a 9. Then, you know, when you go to another golf course, you'll immediately be able to know, well, this is rolling about 8, or it's rolling about 11. But, you know, if you get trained on aim point, you actually have the aim chart, and you get up, you can go from 5 feet away from the hole, find that 6 o'clock position, which is a straight putt, go over to 5 o'clock or 4 o'clock, and if you know how much it's supposed to break at a stemp of 8 or a stemp of 10, that's how you can test it.
Okay. All right. Now you just got really seriously into
really serious, really deep and technical there. So, because the key to green reading and the key to aim point is that you need to know what is the slope. Is it an average grade of 2% slope? Is it a flat green, which would be 1%, because there always needs to be slope for drainage? So you need to know what is the slope, what is the speed of the green, and then the most important is where is the straight putt. And that is the first thing that I ask all of my students. You know, what are you looking for when you're reading this putt? And they'll kind of stammer for a while, oh, I'm looking at the grain, and I'm looking at this, and I'm like, it's pretty simple. The primary thing you need to look at is where is the straight putt. Where is the 6 o'clock putt if you're putting uphill, and where's the 12 o'clock putt if you're putting downhill? And that is the foundation for green reading.
That, you know, it makes me feel so validated when you tell me this stuff, because to me, the simplest way for me to get a putt, and I'm a good putter, okay? I drop the ball consistently if I'm on.
Right.
You know, because I have to say that, because the golf god will come over and slap me the next time I'm on the green.
Exactly.
Right? Okay, but I just look for the straight putt. And based on the distance and, you know, what I kind of feel, I'll give it a little bit more speed.
Yep.
But you...
That's really good. I mean, that's great, Danielle, and that's why you're a phenomenal putter.
But you've added two more elements to it that are really, really important. So, the slope is I don't think people think about the drainage on a green. There has to be drainage on the green, obviously, but that's not.
Yeah, there has to be. I mean, if you're like, let's say, if you're watching the pros during the Sony Open over at the Wailea Country Club, and
yeah,
you look at a lot of those greens, that they're really flat in spots, and you think, wow, this is really flat.
Right.
They're not. It's at least a 1% grade on any green in the world, because there has to be the drainage. And for everybody that's going to play golf this morning, I'll give you a little tip, and a little secret is that wherever the bunker is around the green, water, the architects always design to where the water does not drain into the bunker.
Oh, did you just hear that?
That is big. That is big. Water does not drain towards the bunker. So even if the green looks flat, find out where that bunker is and realize that water is draining away from that bunker. And it'll really give you a higher insight and allow you to make more putts and read greens better.
Can I come and take a lesson with you? And how do I do that if I want to? I mean,
you betcha.
If somebody wants to come over and take a lesson with Jerry King, what do we do, Jerry?
You know, we just to stop by the Golf Academy, call the Kapalua Golf Academy. You know, you can go online to, you know, kapaluagolfacademy.com. You can go to kapaluagolf.com. and you know, go to the Academy site. Got all of our phone numbers on there, and you know, we have Aimpoint clinics, we have Aimpoint lessons, we have a little bit of everything. Because I mean, it's, you know, Mark Sweeney is the founder. He actually won an Emmy for the design of what he's done on the Golf Channel, you know, with the blue line, and that's all Aimpoint technology. He's won an Emmy for it, and you know, even Scott Piercy, he's chasing the lead right now. I mean, he's a couple shots back from the leader. Scott Piercy's been trained on Aimpoint, so he's got an edge on a lot of the guys that are on the top of the leaderboard there at Byron Nelson.
Excellent. Do you have to go? I don't know. I was late bringing you in, and I apologize for that.
Hey, no, I'm here.
Okay, great.
9 o'clock with one of my young stud juniors, and
Great. Because I'd like to talk to you about the different play that we've got going on, and you know how you, when you watch, like Jordan Spieth. Let's see, he's got so much confidence, this young man, but he, at the same time, he was very realistic. And Rafael, do we have Jordan, perchance, lined up? Can you give me a heads up on that when you're ready? Okay, let's listen to Jordan, what he had to say yesterday about going into the weekend.
Oh, I mean, I want to win. I don't care. I don't care what everyone else says. I'm confident. Obviously, I want to be calm out there and relaxed and have fun at the same time. And I think they kind of go hand in hand for me. For some people, they don't. I feel like, you know, staying loose and talking with seeing my friends in the crowd and feeding off the crowd helps me. So we're going to, I got a feeling there's going to be a lot of people there tomorrow. I'm looking forward to it.
Okay. And we just got word from Scott Duke on his Twitter feed that there's an army gathering at the 16th at the Byron Nelson Classic, HP Byron Nelson Classic, that, you know, they're just waiting for him. So his state of mind, what do you say? How do you read it? Jerry King.
For Jordan, he's, I mean, the guy's, what, he's going to be late for his graduation this weekend because he's looking at the tournament.
Well, he's going to run. He's going to take off right after when it's done. He's out the door, down the road, and he's not going to, what if he had to stop in the, you know, the media tent and do all the talking and how did you do there, Jordan, and what do you think of your round, rah, rah, rah. He's going to, excuse me, I'm down the road and out the door because I want to get to my graduation ceremony. But doesn't he have a great... I mean, his attitude, I love feeding off the crowd. That's important.
That is great. It's great to hear him already, you know, talking like that and thinking like that. I mean, you know, I mean, he's a I think it was 2009, what, 2 years ago, he won the Junior Amateur Championship.
Yeah.
You know, so he already knows how to win, and you can just hear the maturity in his voice. And, you know, when you get to that stage and you're out there, what he's experiencing right now with the Byron Nelson Championship, you need to feed off to the crowd, and he's got a lot of fans out there, a lot of family and friends, so it's great to hear him thinking that way already.
Exactly. We are KPUA Hilo, KGU Honolulu, KHUI Honolulu, KONI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo, KTOH FM1 Princeville, and you can always find us at RadioGolfClub.com. Ryan Palmer, okay, 65-67, interesting statement that he made at the very beginning. I think it was after round one. He said he has a new thing that he's got going on with his caddy. His caddy tells him what shot to hit, and he does that.
He's coachable.
He's coachable.
He's coachable.
The caddy tells him this, and then he executes the shot. That's very interesting.
You know, it is interesting. And, you know, I think there's a lot of, you know, CEOs that run companies out there that, you know, they have their consultants, they have their board members, and, you know, they're guided by people that they trust, and that's kind of what a golfer is. And I tell all of my players is that you are the CEO, you know, you have the final call on any decision, but at the same time, some of these guys really trust their caddies, and that's their consultant, that's their, you know, chairman of the board. Well, they listen to that consultant, and it sounds like he's taking it to the highest level.
Wow, that's very well said. I like that, what you just said. And you've actually talked to your students about, you know, having consultants, and if you trust your caddy, that is a really great relationship to have. That's why I respect caddies so much, that they are so knowledgeable. If you have to trust them and go with it, because your emotions will get you in trouble. Kind of like Sergio Garcia. When you watch Sergio, what do you think?
You know, it's great for one to be able to see Sergio resurging a little bit, you know, and, you know, being out here at Kapalua, obviously we've got the Tournament of Champions over here with the Hyundai.
Yes.
And we'd love to see Sergio, you know, get another win. I mean, he loves it out here at Kapalua and plays so well. And him also being a TaylorMade guy and with me being on the board for TaylorMade, I'm really rooting for Sergio. And it's great to see him get some passion, you know, back with the game. And that's what he was lacking for a little while. And, you know, and we all know it boils down to that flat stick for him and how good he rolls the ball. And, you know, we'll see. He's getting confident and... And but it's the weekend. He had 66-66. And,
I know.
And he hasn't really performed on the weekend here of late in the last couple few years. And you were just hoping the best for him.
What is it about that? I mean, for Ryan Palmer, it's a 62-62, and then, bam, falls down on Saturday, and then stands back up again. You know, some people say it's really difficult going into Saturday with the lead. And oftentimes the leader on Friday disappears on the weekend completely.
Well, you know, I mean, they've always called Saturday moving day, right?
Right, right.
And if you're at the very top of the leaderboard, well, you know.
There's nowhere to go down.
Well, no, I mean, you know, the champions really know how to move even farther into the lead. But, you know, when you're on top, sometimes, you know, moving day, you know,
yeah,
goes the other way.
I see what you're saying. I had never thought of that. you always give me new ways of looking at things, Jerry, and that's why I love having you on the show. A gentleman by the name of John Coyne is coming up after you. He wrote The Caddy Who Won the Masters. John, you're there, right?
I'm here listening to it, having a great time listening to you, Daniel.
Oh, great, because, you know, I'm running late, to be perfectly honest with you, and Jerry had to wait for me. But as I read your book, and we'll get into this in depth, did you have any caddy experience?
Oh, yeah. I started caddying when I was 10 years old at Midlothian Country Club outside of Chicago. So, and I was a caddy master when I was by 15. And I think the last loop I made was when I was 21 or so, after I just got out of college. But I grew up across on a farm across from the country club, and there all summer long. It's paid my way through college.
Did they come to you for advice back then?
They did. Certain players did. I was managed in my caddy career to caddy for both the club champion and for the women's champion and the various tournaments. So I had all of those things. And I had my favorite players. And you know, you were talking earlier about great putters. One of the first great golfers I ever saw was Bobby Locke, who won the victory, what was called then the Victory Open in 1949. I think it's 47. I didn't caddy for him. I followed him for four rounds. But I think all the pros who have been following golf a while will say that he was the greatest putter that ever came along. He putted with a hickory shaft stick and flat stick and... Midlothian at that time, it's changed now, but at that time had very flat greens, and it was a course very much like a British Open course, which you could chip the ball, run it up, and it's famous, you know, for golf course, an old golf course, and built in that tradition. The first tournament that Walter Hagen won, he won at Midlothian, and he was 21 then, and he turned pro, and right after that tournament. Well, he was a pro, but he went on tour after that. But there wasn't much of a tour. It was mostly exhibition matches, not only in the United States, but around the world.
I
probably was a better caddy than a golfer. Let me put it that way.
Okay. Well, caddies, you know, sometimes it's easier to be a, to be, because you've got a better perspective. You're not emotionally involved. I mean, certainly you are, because you're going to make some money off the deal at some point. But I think caddies, you know, they don't have that emotional attachment to the swing of performance, and that's why they're so solid. What do you think, Jerry? You caddy, for Sam Sir, you caddy for him. Were you his rock? Were you his rock?
You know, I mean, I think as a caddy, I mean, when we are caddying, you're filling different roles, because it's not just one way or the highway, and there's so many different personalities out there. And, you know, but when I was out there with Sam, I was doing my best just to keep him calm, confident, and keep him walking like a champion. And, you know, it's a very important role that the caddy plays, is to kind of be the warrior out there with the player and, you know, keep them confident and keep them calm and level and let them achieve their full potential.
Excellent. Okay, now, who are you working with at 9 o'clock? You have a junior golfer, you know, this young 12-year-old, Muriel Galdiano, who's going to be playing in the U.S. Women's Open Championship at Broadmoor. Just to me, it's just chicken skin, 12 years old, kind of like, you know, Michelle going off and being so young. How old is your junior golfer?
Well, Marlon is 10 years old, and Marlon... you know, Marlon Vitoris, he's a Hawaii State Junior Golf Association champion. He's just got so much talent. He lives in Kihei. And, you know, it's fun working with these young guns that have so much talent, and they just love the game. And, you know, he's just a great kid. So I love working with a guy like Marlon.
What do you guys, how do you work with him? You know, when you talk to him about hitting it, did you... he's got a natural, these kids have these natural swings.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, there's a big difference between playing golf swing and playing golf. And especially with my young guns like Marlon, I mean, when he gets here, we're going to warm up and we're going straight out on the golf course. And we'll go out and play a few holes, and it's all about how to play the game. You know, and talk about course strategy, and even at the age of 10 years old, I mean, he knows how to hit the ball solid. He already knows how to win at a young age, and so I'm just going to go out there and try to, you know, have him shine at a higher light and learn how to play the game. You know, and I mean, if you're, you know, little things like if you're on the tee box and the trouble's on the right side, teeing up on the side of the trouble, be able to, what I call it, play in the corners. You know, play to the left side of the fairway, and then if the flag's especially on the right side of the green, and little things like that of how to play the game, more like chess, kind of looking ahead. And these young golfers, 9, 10, 11, 12, a lot of times they're just getting up and looking at the middle of the fairway and then looking at the flag and just hitting it at it. If I can get them to think a little bit more creatively, they can become better golfers.
That's beautiful. God, you're so good. When are you going to do Golf Channel again? I want to see you on Golf Channel again.
I've been talking to my guys, and we'll see. We'll see. I've got mainly golf.com. And I did a big shoot and a video with Golf Magazine. They're going to be launching their iPad app, and it's called, like, their storybook. And I'm going to be starting off. I did a putting segment with them. So I've been doing most of my work with Golf Magazine and Golf.com, so I'll be looking out for that.
Oh, fantastic. I love watching you. You have a great way of explaining things and making it so simple.
Thanks, Daniel. It's fun.
Master.
Do what you love and love what you do.
That's absolutely right, and you're a master at it. That's great. Anything, I mean, TaylorMade has taken the world by storm, and you're on the board. What, you got anything you can tell us, any scoop?
You know, it's just, I mean, obviously, they've got, you know, it's just fun to be a part of a company like that that has such a great culture. You know, they call it their pyramid of influence. They have 2,500 professionals like myself that are staff members for TaylorMade. And, you know, it's the largest in the industry. They've got more tour players playing their drivers and their irons than anybody else. And it's just a fantastic company. And obviously, they've always had the theme of relentless innovation. They have 42 engineers that have PhDs on staff at TaylorMade that are designing clubs and golf balls.
Wow.
That is amazing. So it's just a great company, great products, and fun to be a part of it.
Jerry King, Kapalua Golf Academy. You can take a lesson with Jerry. Just go to kapaluagolf.com. All the numbers are right there. Look for him at golf.com and golfmagazine.com. He's done a shoot for them. It's so exciting talking to you. Thanks for waiting and being patient and for being on the show with me this morning. Jerry, you're the best. You're the king.
Oh, my pleasure, Danielle. You are the best. It's always a treat being on your show, so thanks for having me. And hope to chat again soon.
Yes, thank you. We will soon. And we're going to take a break, come back, talk with the man who wrote The Caddy Who Won the Masters. I want you to dial this number, 808-296-5467, because you get a chance to win Play Your Best Golf Now. Pia Nilsson and Lynn Marriott This is an excellent book. You can pick it up and read a section and go, wow, functional tempo. You can feel the difference between four different tempos with five different clubs and make good contact with the ball. I'm going to teach you functional tempo and then masterful tempo. For 18 holes, you can be keenly aware of your tempo and adjust it efficiently when needed. That's where you want to strive to. And this is a wonderful book. I just opened it. Okay? The number is 296-5467. That's 808-296-5467. And next weekend, you will still be eligible to win the Nike Power Distance Golf Ball. Because that's what you'll be able to do. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Your AC runs year-round in Hawaii. Whether you're an office, store, building, or shopping center, your AC on the fritz can ruin your day and stop your business. Alakai Mechanical does it all, from AC sales to maintaining your AC, so it runs better and lasts longer. Alakai world-class professionals are using only the best parts to keep you cool. Protect your investment, from window system to cooling towers across Hawaii. Call Alakai Mechanical, keeping you cool.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Hoipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Hoipu Bay.
It's the Golf Club. Visit our website at www.radiogolfclub.com. You can hear previous archived shows. Just hit the listen button and pick the show you want to hear. Email Danielle with your thoughts and requests. Contact us about advertising and check out our sponsor links. That's www.radiogolfclub.com. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
The number again is 808-296-5467, and the book is Play Your Best Golf Now. Discover Vision 54's 8 Essential Playing Skills. You will like this book. You won't have to buy this book because you're going to win this book. 808-296-5467. The Caddy Who Won the Masters. This is our book segment. John Coyne, author of The Caddy Who Knew Ben Hogan. You are truly a masterful storyteller. I can't tell you. This was very difficult to put down. Congratulations, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be on your show. And, of course, it's great to write about the Masters from any angle. I felt like
I was playing as I was reading. I felt like, you know, I'll never get a chance to play Augusta. I mean...
nor will I.
Yes, so, right. Yeah. So you're right, right. But I mean, when you were, you must. How did you know so much about it to be able to describe it so well?
Well, I did a lot of research. I mean, this is my third golf book. The first one was The Caddy Who Knew Ben Hogan, and that was followed by The Caddy Who Played with Hickory, which was the Walter Hagen story. And this one, I said, well, the tournament that everybody's knows whether they play golf or not is the Masters. So I'm, you know, like you, Danielle, we've all followed the Masters every year, and it's the start of the season for us. And so I did a lot of research. I went to the Masters, of course, and read every book I could possibly get my hands on. And then I had to come up with an angle for it because so much has been written about the Masters. And I thought of the movie The Field of Dreams, which was about Shoeless Joe Jackson, and thought, well, what happens if somebody, an amateur, came along and got into the Masters, and then is suddenly, you know, we all know what happens after the amateur, they're out of it after two rounds. But what if they get help from the great golfers of the past? So that's how I constructed the story.
Okay. When I sent you when I told you what I thought, I said it felt like Field of Dreams.
Right.
That is so perfect, because in this book, the great golfers of all time, they all come to help this man, not a young man, a mid-amateur winner. The most he's 49, the most unlikely of characters, right? But the reason, the driving force behind getting this mid-amateur to win is someone who desperately wants to go on to the next whatever level.
Right. Well, what I did is locked in the fact that Cliff Roberts, who with Bobby Jones, created the Augusta National, as we know, in the late 70s, committed suicide on the grounds, and so the psychological hook is that Bobby Jones always wanted an amateur to win his tournament, and no amateur ever has, although Ken Venturi came very close at almost won it. So if not to give too much of the plot away, if this amateur golfer, a 49-year-old, can win, therefore Cliff Roberts will be freed from, even though Gary Player called the Masters heaven on earth, he would be free to go into eternal life. And so that's the one hook. And what he does is Roberts was very important in helping Eisenhower run for presidency and put together a team of consultants. They were the Augusta gang. And he did a similar thing now. He pulled together all of the legendary players of the past to come with their specialty to help out the amateur. And so we have that going on. At the same time, we have a real life story, in the sense that the pro Alexander, his wife has got breast cancer, and all he wants is for his wife to be cured. So a deal is being made on the golf course at the Masters as this takes place over 4 days. And then to that, there's various other kind of subplots, and a lot of the folklore and the great stories from history, from the Masters, because it has a very rich history, also play into the plot. But I don't want to give too much away, so in case someone wants to go to Amazon.com and order the book, or either you can also order it as an e-book, so it's you can read it as on a Kindle or as well as on paper.
Wow. So you can get this in the Kindle form?
Yes, you can. Yeah.
Okay. I love my iPad and all the stuff that goes along with it, the electronics, you know. But I kind of like the holding a book, and
yes, I agree with you, Daniel. I'm an old-fashioned person too.
But I can take a book into the bathtub. Okay.
Well said.
You know, I mean, this, what am I going to do with my Kindle? You know, if I accidentally get it all wet, you know, I can curl up in a couch and I don't have to worry about the screen shifting, you know, and going all funny different ways, you know. Do we have a winner? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm really in love with this. Jonathan Valera of, what's up with Hilo? Yo, Hilo, congratulations. Jonathan, you have won Play Your Best Golf Now. Pia Nilsson, Lynn Marriott, these people have it together when they have the 8 essential playing skills. And they make it so simple. It's kind of like Jerry when he teaches you the game. He makes it simple. That's what I love about it. Don't make it complicated for me. Everything is complicated. I need it simple. Now, the story in The Caddy Who Won the Masters is captivating, just the plot line. What I love about is where you take us. You take us on a history lesson. It's like a historical story. Where did you get the?
Yeah, I mean, it's one of the things I like. As I say, I write novels of information.
Yes,
and
yes.
You're going to learn a lot. You're going to learn a lot while you're being entertained and enjoy the plot and trying to figure out, well, is he going to win it? Because
yes.
There's another amateur that might win.
You don't say anymore.
Okay.
You and each day the book is in the sections are like, you know, you took me to the crow's nest. Now I would never be able to get to the crow's nest, right? What chances are? But you took me into the crow's nest. This book took me into the crow's nest into different parts of Augusta that I'm never going to be able to see. And that's where I just had such a good time. And when you brought in your ghosts, they were all dressed right.
That's right. Well, that was a nice comment from you about that. They come back in the garb that they wore at the time when they were on tour, and you actually had a real sense of fashion, sense of the changing styles of the professional through going back to Bobby Locke and Gene Sarazen and all the way into, you know, Ben Hogan with his famous cap and also Jimmy DeMarit, who was another great master winner, who was the most flamboyant of all of the golfers up
to. And you talk about his clothes, you know, it's just like so much fun. This is a really, really fun book. The Caddy Who Won the Masters. Okay, the name of the author is John Coyne. You may know this man. You used to write horror stories. Do you still write horror stories?
Yeah, that's another part of my mind. Right. You know, as I mentioned earlier, I always wanted to write about golf because it was so much of my adolescent life, and if you know, this is what I did every year all summer long. So I finally stopped writing my Stephen King books and started working and started writing these novels that focused on how do we, you know, you have to figure out how are you going to handle the material if you're going to write about golf all the time. And of course I knew what a caddy's life was like, so I began there, and unfortunately the whole concept of a caddy is sort of disappearing except on very, very exclusive clubs, and you still have caddies in the East and a little bit in the Midwest, and supported by the Evans Scholarship and various places like that, but the role of the caddy is disappearing from golf, which is too bad.
It is.
Anyway, I took the caddy as a protagonist, although it's a totally different character in each one of the books. And the Ben Hogan book is the young 14-year-old, and the Hagen book is just getting going into college, and in the Masters, it's the player himself, who was a caddy, and then became an amateur golfer and a college professor, and most unlikely of people to
win the Masters. We have to wrap the show up. This is a great meeting. I thank you so much for being on the show, and it's a real pleasure to meet you. Thank you so much for being
here. Thanks very much,
Daniel.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. The Caddy Who Won the Masters is the name of the book, and you can get it Kindle, or you can get it in its form, and it's very comfortable. You can wrap it around you and fall asleep next to it. You know what? The HGRA sample sale. I love the sample sale. Okay, it's on Saturday, June 4th, 9 to 12, Washington Intermediate. Same place, same time, lots of parking, and there's golf shirts, golf shoes, golf equipment. Sponsored by the Hawaii Golf Representatives Association. That's the HGRA sample sale on June 4th. Now, thank you to all of our people who make the golf club possible. Alakai Mechanical. Best minds in plumbing and air conditioning, sheet metal, commercial kitchen design, fabrication, excellent service, expert knowledge, work and product. You can depend on these guys to show up 24/7, know what to do. The name, Alakai Mechanical. Moon Physical Therapy, doctor recommended, insurance approved. We achieve results at Moon Physical Therapy. They're right across from the Sport Authority. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem. I love playing at Poipu Bay. Beautiful from tee to green. And it's got special deals for visitors and kama'aina. Star protection for property threat and risk assessment. Protection for your home or your business. Get the star team on your property in Hawaii and California. We're at radiogolfclub.com anytime. Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2011.